Imagine if somebody gave you a special, unique tool to put in your toolbox, which guaranteed you'd be successful in business. I reckon I'd want to get hold of that tool. After 20 plus years in business, I have a special tool, and it's called the book Good to Great, and it's brother or sister book Built to Last. And both books have been written by a research scientist who him and his team study business, the best businesses in the world, the businesses that have lasted the longest, the ones that have been the most profitable, the ones that have added the most value to the world. And they've worked out what made them successful, what made them profitable, why they lasted for so long. And then the other businesses that didn't apply the same strategies, the same philosophies, why they failed or why they went broke. Or if they were successful and they stopped using the strategies, what happened to the business? It failed or it went broke. So it's like if you went into a game of rugby league or soccer or tennis and you weren't fit and you weren't strong, you didn't know how to serve or you didn't know how to pass or tackle, you'd get smashed. And most people in business get smashed because they don't use the tools available to them to be successful in business. And they're not complicated. So the suggestion is this. Buy the tool first and foremost. Own the book, own the audio called Good to Great, Built to Last, or both. Now, having a tool is different to using it. And I know some people say to me, oh, I've read Good to Great or I've read Built to Last. I've got it on my to-do list to listen to and read at least once a month every year. And I've been doing that for over 20 years. So it's not just a tool that I use once, twice. It's a tool that I apply to my life and to my business on a monthly basis. And why is that? Because I believe it's the ultimate tool. Now, there's a million ideas or a whole stack of great ideas in both books. And it's the what to do and what not to do of business. However, the other great philosophy about any book or any idea that's given to you or any conference that you go to or seminar or podcast that you listen to is doesn't matter how many ideas you get, it's how many that you implement that are important. So what if you took the tool of Good to Great or the tool of Built to Last or any of Jim Collins' books, because that's what he does. He just studies businesses, why they are successful and why they fail. And what if you just applied one idea out of each book into your life or into your business? So I'm going to share with you my favorite from Good to Great. And it's not just about having a successful business. If you are an elite athlete, if you're a singer, if you are a movie star, if you just want to be good at any skill or just have a great life, the philosophy, the hedgehog philosophy from Good to Great will add massive value to your life. So it goes a little bit like this, and there's three parts to it, but it's not like you apply one, two, three in order. It's a combination of the three working together continuously every day that will guarantee that you have a successful business and you have a really happy life. And here's how it works. Number one, if you talk to the most successful people in the world, the top CEOs, the top visionaries, the people who are the best at what they do, they'll all tell you exactly the same thing. They're doing what they are the most passionate about. They're not focusing on three things, five things, trying to ride two horses with one bum. They're doing what they love the most. So number one is, what are you the most passionate about? What are you the most excited about? And imagine waking up every day doing just that. I'm going to do, I'm focused on, I'm committed to, I'm excited about the thing I'm the most passionate about. That in turn will create number two automatically, which means you don't want to be average at what you're doing. You don't want to be the second best in the world. You want to be the best. And to become the best simply means you do the training, you do the exercise, you do the skill activities, you practice, you plan, you prepare, you do everything that you need to do so that you can be the very best at what you do. And the beautiful thing about business, or being a musician, or being an elite athlete, you just have to be the best for the people that want to be involved with what you do, with your product, your service, your music, your sport. So you don't have to be the best in the world for everybody necessarily, just the people that want to buy your product or your service or be involved with what you do. They need to be saying, here's the best personal trainer. She is the best gym owner. That is the best accountancy business in the world. That is the best bank to bank with in the world. That is the best landscape gardener you could ever use. So if your customers and clients and members are calling you the best and believe believe you are the best, then of course you won't have to have a marketing plan, because 90, 95, even more percent of your customers and clients, the growth of your business will come from referral, which means you really don't have to have a marketing plan, because everyone's going to sell your business for you because they believe that you're the best in the world. And of course you are, because you're constantly getting better and better and better at what you do, because you're training and applying the skills and practicing planning and preparing. That then leads to number three, which is add massive value to people's lives. So if you're the best in the world at what you do, and you're helping people to be fitter, stronger, healthier, have more money, have better relationships, be better communicators, be more successful at what they do, you'll be adding massive value to people's lives. So imagine waking up every single day, you're doing what you're the most passionate about, you're the best in the world at it, and you're adding massive value to people's lives. People ask me, how do you be happy, Rowie? The people that wake up every day doing those three things wake up with a purpose. They wake up excited to get going. The people that don't like what they do and they're not very good at it because they don't like it, and they're not adding massive value to people's lives because they don't even like what they're doing, so why should other people like it? Life becomes ho-hum, boring, just an existence. If you wake up every day doing what you love, being the best in the world at it, and adding massive value to people's lives, then of course you'll wake up happy and excited and with a purpose. The flip side, how could you expect to be happy? How could you expect to have a successful business if you're doing something that you don't like? If you're doing something because somebody else told you to do it, or you got the right mark from high school, or it's what your parents expected, or it's what your teachers told you to do. It's not what you're the most passionate about. It's just a job. So you have to wake up every day going to do something you're not loving. You then are average at it, or worse, less than average. So you're just doing enough to get by. So you feel really ordinary every day because you're not doing what you're passionate about and you're not very good at it. And of course, then you're not adding massive value to people's lives because you don't even like what you do. So why should other people like it? So the hedgehog principle simply means you're living smack bang in the middle of those three things. You wake up every day loving what you do. You're the best in the world at it and getting better every day. And you're adding massive value to people's lives. And of course, financial freedom comes from there as well, because people want to buy what adds massive value to their lives. They want to invest money in things that make them feel good, help them to be healthy, fit and strong, add value to the way that they live their life. So please do two things. If you want to be successful in business, make sure that you've got the right tools, the right skills, the right knowledge. Make sure that you don't go into business and get smashed. Make sure that you're fit and you're strong and you're healthy mentally and physically, which means you're obviously physically fit, but mentally strong because you're putting the right knowledge into your brain. And the best business tool to be successful in business is to apply the philosophies and the strategies of the other best businesses. So get yourself a copy of Good to Great, whether it's audio or in book form, and aim not to just use that tool once. Aim to apply that tool on a day-to-day basis into your life, into your business. And you could go from good to great and greater.